Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is a beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. I didn't say Snowda, I said soda. And friends, it is nice to see springtime is rolling in the Midwest here. Hopefully it's as nice where you're at as it is here in the state of Minnesota. Folks, you have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can at any time. It's best to call early. So now would be best to call in 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You can also check us out on our Facebook pages, which is Bradley Dean, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we're going to go over there in just a minute. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if you'd like to check me out on my Twitter account, that's accessible as well. That is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Don't forget, it's double E, double E. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio, and we're showing you our faith by our works. Nothing more and nothing less. As a matter of fact, next week we're going to be doing some colleges. Liberty University out in Lynchburg, Virginia has invited us to come out and speak to their college students, and it's always a kick in the pants. That's a Christian law university, but it's interesting just to kind of go out there and see what has been developed through one man. You want to talk about vision fulfilled, and it's still growing out there out in Lynchburg, Virginia. We're going to be out in Liberty University next week, preaching to the students over there, law students. And then we are also going to be in South Carolina and North Carolina. We're going to be doing some radio, as are we going to be doing some churches and some high schools. So pretty cool stuff coming up here, friends. I'm excited to get back into some of those schools. And outside of that, folks, we should be, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9 states probably next week. We'll keep you posted as to what's going on as we are about the work of the Lord's hands. And, of course, not without faith. And, of course, with a work of faith and power. That men might find their faith not in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. And those that have the Spirit of Christ within them know exactly what I'm talking about. He who hath the Son hath life, and without the Son you don't have life. Anyways, let's go over and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. Friends, again, we got about a month and, well, 4 days before we close out the win the Joshua MK5 weapon, a beautiful weapon. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit on the right. Win a Joshua MK5. Again, win a Joshua MK5. Beautiful weapon. I don't know what else to say, friends. I mean, I can just keep saying it until you actually look at it for yourself, and you're going to say, I mean, it almost looks like you can put salt on it and take a bite out of it. It's just absolutely perfection within itself. Win a Joshua MK5. Check that out. Folks, some of the highlights on sonsoflibertymedia.com, what's going on across the country. We're here to let you know what the state-controlled media does not want you to know. And for those that did not know, that the state-controlled media is owned and operated by 6 corporations worldwide. So if you're wondering why you're getting the same news from a different source like ABC, CNN, CNN or MSNBC or whatever the case might be. It's because they're all owned by the same jokers that are feeding you information that they want you to have. They don't want you to know what the facts are. As a matter of fact, if you speak to foreigners that are in the United States of America or they just recently got into America, they'll tell you, Americans, that you're being lied 24/7 by the state-controlled media. So what we want to do is we want to counter that. And as a matter of fact, this is exactly what the Sons of Liberty did, is they wanted to keep the colonies awakened to what was really going on during the Revolutionary War. There was 13 colonies, and they kept them informed. And again, they wanted to keep the correspondence of committees together, again, to keep the people in the know as to what King George the Tyrant was actually doing. And just think about it, friends. Less than 3% of the population, with 13 colonies and 56 signers, established what you have 238 years later. If he did it for them, the Bible tells us that he's not that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Forgive me. That I am the Lord thy God, I change not, in Malachi 3:16, and he tells us in Hebrews 13, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Folks, he's the God of Abraham, he's the God of Isaac, and he's the God of Jacob. He's the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Anyways, I just wanted to throw that in there. I thought that was some pretty important information. Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, what happened to 9 missing U.S. Navy ships? You heard me right. What happened to 9 U.S. Navy ships? They're missing, friends. How does that happen? A federal judge orders investigation into Obama's administration and his illegal amnesty, which he's trying to shove down the throats of the American people. Also wanted to let you know, friends, when America stands up, what happens? America stood up. ATF stands down on unconstitutional ammo ban. Folks, the ATF has no constitutional authority whatsoever. None. Zero. Betrayal papers. The Muslim Brotherhood and a new genocide. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The right time to do the right thing is right now, by none other than yours truly, Stephanie Joy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. San Francisco's intolerance. Folks, this is what happens when you let the radical homosexuals loose. I told you before, they're lawless. They want to be the chief. They want to be the demigod. They want to rule the roost. But I got to tell you, that's never going to happen. San Francisco's intolerance votes to urge Catholic schools to be tolerant of teachers not teaching Catholic doctrine. See, folks, they want to overrun anybody that doesn't agree with them. That's why these people are dangerous. That's what makes them reprobate. That's what makes these people, if you look at state statute, you'll find them defined as crimes against nature. Yes, because they're at war with God, the creator, the giver of all law. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama, Republicans have common cause with Iranian hardliners. Friends, it's nothing more than WWF at its very worst. There's no difference between the right and the left. We have one constitution. We're ruled by law. Again, we're not ruled by opinion. Folks, did you know the man who murdered Boris Nemtsov was not Putin in Russia there? But devout Muslims are coming forth and claiming the fact that they killed this innocent individual who was standing up against Putin's corruption. Interestingly enough, they could be using them as a scapegoat, of course. Don't believe what you're being told, folks, through the state-controlled media. That's, again, why we have SonsOfLibertyMedia.com here again. Folks, how DNA is turning us into a nation of suspects. Isn't it interesting with all the supposed terrorism going on across the globe? Why is it that the citizenry are being subject? Why are they suspect concerning terrorists at every turn? Now look at all this supposed terrorism and the attacks going on. Presidents and prime ministers, so on and so forth. Interesting stuff, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. John Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, rightly said, men in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or a power without them. Either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Friends, there is no in-between. I keep trying to convey this message to people that think that there's an in-between. You're an in-betweenite. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist, right? Remember John Hancock? The guy that wrote his name big and bold on the Declaration of Independence because he didn't want to have the tyrant King George to have to take off his glasses to see his signature. He said, "We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but King Jesus." Why would they say that, friends? Have you taken the time to actually read the Declaration of Independence and take note of what those usurpations were and the similarities between now and then? It's pretty startling, friends. It really is. Right before the break, I was talking about how the state-controlled media, they don't know how to tell you the truth, right? Well, we already know that. We talk about that quite a bit here. We've exposed them 100 times over. And for the most part, you know, 21% approval rating is probably giving them too much credit. But the fact of the matter is, friends, going back to what I stated concerning the controlled media and why we have sonsoflibertymedia.com set up. We have it set up because we want to expose the fact that there's people out there that are trying to control you through policy and not law. I didn't say that. They said that. I'm trying to get a society to understand that a society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get. I'm trying to prevent that from happening by continuously ringing the bell, blowing the trumpet, shouting it from the housetops. This is really what's happening in our country today, friends. It really is. And I shared with you with Samuel Adams. He was one of the Sons of Liberty in 1772. The Committees of Correspondence. He said, tell American their rights. I said that Samuel Adams said in 1772 to the Committee of Correspondence, tell Americans their rights. That's what I'm sharing with you. The rights that God gave you and how their rights have been violated. Samuel Adams goes on, tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. You know, I like when people say, well, once your rights are gone, there's nothing you can do to get them back. Well, then how did we get them? People need to think things through before they say foolish things. Again, because the media cannot be trusted, Samuel Adams again, through the committees of correspondence, said, get flashes across the country. Hey, folks, your last stand is Article 1 and Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. And by the way, if Article 2 is violated, you're not going to have Article 1 or Article 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 and so on and so forth. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the opposition and the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. What did Thomas Jefferson say? When the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where are we at today, friends? By the way, President Harry Truman said that. Harry Truman said that, friends. Where are we at today? Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Well, thank you, Mr. President, for shining that light. Thank you for giving us a warning before it actually takes place in this country. There are 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers owned by only six corporations, friends. By only six corporations. Six. Six corporations. Why is that so important to inundate the American people with lie after lie after lie after lie? And friends, you need to keep in mind, those that mean to silence you mean to rule over you. That's why they're trying to silence you. When you see these fools like the atheists and the communists trying to shut down your freedom of speech, they're making way for America's sworn enemies. And that's exactly what we're seeing today in this country. And again, I can't blame the atheists. I can't blame the homosexuals. I can't blame the communists because, for the most part, the American people stand down and allow it. Listen to what Ian Williams Goddard said. A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it is going to get. Hey, folks. Isn't it interesting, all of these threats that we're hearing against the president and world leaders, and we just seen one shot down in Russia just recently, and then the Muslims were blamed for it? Are these governments derelict of duty, or are they so stupid that they don't know their left hand from their right hand? There's two purposes of government, friends. One is to enforce the law, right? And to ensure the rights of the people within and defend the American people. I mean, with all these supposed jihadists in America, friends, you got to ask yourself the question, who's not doing their job? Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Where's the Department of Homeland Security that said it's their job now to give voice to the plight of the Muslims? Oh, wait a second. Are they working? Hand in glove? Well, of course they are. Am I saying all of them are? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it doesn't take a genius to figure out what these people tell us. When a president begins to tell you the truth and warns you as to what may come down the line if you don't take heed, and then it happens, well, nobody can say that they weren't warned. Well, we were warned. Everybody knows that they listen to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. That's exactly what we do 24/7 here. We're out there awakening the people, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, giving them the good news to the repentant, law to the proud, grace to the humble, seeking and saving that which is lost. That is the purpose. That, by the way, that is our whole purpose on this planet, friends. Our whole purpose. And there's never been a time in history where the church hasn't been at war with darkness. And if it's not at war, it's not the church. But here we are. America, here we are, seeing it all happen all over again. And then there's people out there that have the audacity to say, oh, there's nothing that we can do about it. Hey, if the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. If a Republican government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands. Folks, your founding forefather, none other than Noah Webster, said this. He said it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer laws, which are not laws. Folks, there's no such thing as a bad law. It's either approved by God or it's a violation of God's law. And that's called sin, 1 John 3:4. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. If a Republican government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. That's pretty simple to understand. And then when we talk to Daniel Webster, who is related to Noah Webster, of course, he's the one that told you, America, to hold on, friends, to the Constitution, to the Republic that Noah Webster was just talking about, for which it stands, because he said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. He told you and me to hold on to the Constitution, he said, for if the American Constitution should fail, he said, there's going to be anarchy throughout the world. I'm going to take a quick break here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your products and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking, because I kind of brought up the atheists and the communists and the homosexuals. And interestingly enough, I had shared with you on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now that they're actually trying to dictate what Christian schools can talk about. But friends, I've been telling you this, that this has been going on over in Canada for years now. See, what they did is once they first attempted to normalize homosexual, gay, sodomite marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind in Canada, the first thing they had to do is override and snuff out the name of God on their country's preamble. And the second thing they did was begin to attack the church, and they started telling the church what they could do and who they could marry and who they better marry. And if they don't, they'll just disbar them or discredit them. And interestingly enough, the second thing they did is they attacked homeschoolers, the homosexuals did, the sodomites did, and they attacked the homeschoolers and told the homeschoolers over in Canada, no longer can you teach your kids that homosexuality is an abomination. In other words, we now want you to agree with us because we're at war with God. Let me tell you this, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Look at history. And just think, if it was just a world of homosexuals in the world, we wouldn't be here, would we? No, we wouldn't. They're self-defeating at every step. Self-condemning at every step. The third thing the radical homosexuals did when they finally got their way, you begin to see the process and definition of crimes against nature. They wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old concerning the males over there. Are we seeing this happening here today in this country? Well, what about the lady that the homosexuals, because she wouldn't bake them a cake? Now the government's stepping in, and they're actually siding with the radical homosexuals, and they're attempting to sue this baker because she said, no, I won't do that. It violates my religious belief, my conscience. Folks, that is a complete violation of Article 1, Section 2. Going over to the Sons of Liberty Media, we see now that the radical homosexuals in San Francisco are trying to mandate and control the Catholics there by telling them that in your school, they don't have to actually, you know, teach Catholic doctrine there. Remember what Tacitus said? He said, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. But I also want to say this. To argue with these people, the homosexuals, the atheists, or the communists, is to argue with these people who have renounced the use of reason, is friends like administering medicine to the dead. This is why you preach the law of God. This is why God's law is absolute. Not one jot nor one tittle shall in any wise pass away until all be fulfilled. In other words, you better see it God's way. And I know some people say, well, Bradley, that sounds like a dictator. No, he's not a dictator. He's a merciful God. Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See how that works? We're the ones that are guilty. God is not. He's the Redeemer. He is merciful. But we better keep in mind, first and foremost, that he is a judge. And he will not at all in any wise acquit the wicked. Again, those are the things that I love about God. And to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, the man that longs to be freed from sin, he's the man that's ready for the judgment. That's an understanding of hearing the Spirit of Christ and yearning to be perfected in Christ. Perfect that which concerneth me, Lord, David prayed. But going back to my point here, friends, without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensure to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of your free government, America. Free to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Did you notice how he said, undermining the solid foundation of morals? That means to conform to truth, God's truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me, right? Who said that? Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence. They were pretty smart guys. Pretty smart guys they were. Now, speaking of the atheists, let's go over there because this was another group that I was talking about. Did you see just recently that American Family Association made a anti-Christian bigotry map? And they put it out there for the world to see. And interestingly enough, friends, we have some atheists that are just bent out of shape. And one atheist even came forward and said, you know what? You better pull that down because we're not anti-Christian. His name is Mikey Weinstein, who wrote a newspaper article calling Christians monsters and bloody monsters, pitiable, unconstitutional carpetbaggers, bandits, and monstrously savage. By the way, this is the same Mikey Weinstein who described Christians serving in the military as, it's like walking into a stench in my native state of New Mexico, warring against your military, friends. It's like walking into a stench in my own native state of New Mexico here on a hot August afternoon and having your nostrils assaulted by the stenches of 10,000 rotting swine. It's so bad. But friends, you got to keep in mind, these are the same people that want to remove Bible verses from Air Force cadet whiteboards. These are the atheists that want to remove Christian crosses of our military men, some in your family, that fought, bled, and died, and now are 6 feet under the ground fighting to maintain our constitutional republic. They want to remove those crosses. See, if it wasn't for the veterans, these clowns wouldn't have the opportunity to spout back. But friends, we also know that during the Revolution that there was no such thing as an atheist, and America said Ben Franklin. Why? Because they are only in other countries. Atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism, said Vladimir Lenin. What am I saying? I'm simply saying, friends, that an atheist is warring against the military and the men that sacrifice themselves to give them the freedoms that they think that they have to do, or that they have to desecrate what they fought, bled, and died to give them. No, they don't. But there's the stupidity on the American, on the behalf of the American people to tolerate it again. Little Mikey Weinstein also wants to remove the word Bible from its list of items to provide, which are provided in military lodging facilities. You know, it's interesting, the SPLC can put a jihad on anybody that they don't agree with, which is absolutely, friends, which is absolutely, folks, a violation of who we are and the spirit of this country in every sense of the word. And it's aimed at nothing but Christian organizations that are turning the light on these devils for who they are. When I see this anti-Christian bigotry map, this is really where government comes into play to shut them down for what they're attempting to do. Why would they want to remove the Bible? Why do they want to remove the crosses? Because it's such an offense to them in their reprobate minds that they just don't know what to do with themselves. Folks, let me say it this way. They're losers. Losers. Here, let me prove the point. There was a guy named Max Jukes who was an atheist. He lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl. And from their union, there were 310 paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And please keep in mind, friends, this was a lot of money in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards, who lived at the same time as Max Jukes, the atheist. But he married a godly girl, and an investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state a single penny. Why? Proverbs 10:7 tells us, "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." Folks, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. There's no such thing. They want the freedom. They want to do what they want, how they want, when they want, and where they want. I'll tell you what, if they want to remove the crosses, let them be thrown out on the front line. Let them be thrown out on the front line when it comes time to fight for what we have so it can remain. Eternal vigilance is the price paid for liberty. But you better keep in mind that liberty anywhere in the world, you better rest assured that someone had a sacrifice to give it. John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. So folks, this is what we're dealing with because of what we're tolerating again. Mikey Weinstein doesn't want God anywhere in the public sphere. Well, you know what? I don't want the Mikey Weinsteins anywhere in the public sphere. They need to pack their bags, and we need to get them a ticket, a one-way ticket to Russia. And folks, you also need to keep in mind that the communists, the atheists, and the homosexuals are making way for Sharia law. Oh, and I'm just waiting for someone to call me on the carpet on that one, because we'll go there. We'll go there. But friends, just saying, wanted you to know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, final segment coming up. I'm going to read a little story for you from a little girl who knew better. Sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Haiti Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We wanted to let you know, dictators rule through an atheistic view. As a matter of fact, just to do a little live radio here for you, I just pulled this up. And interestingly enough, Mao Zedong, he was a Chinese individual. They still praise him today. As a matter of fact, the parents and the grandparents that were murdered off by Mao Zedong, their kids are praising Mao Zedong today. And of course, he's dead. But did you know that he was responsible for 78 million people murdered? His own people. He was an atheist. Joseph Stalin was an atheist. He killed 15 million. He murdered his own people. Pol Pot, 1,700,000 people murdered under him. Kim Tu-sung, North Korea, 1.6 million people murdered by this atheist. Tito, Yugoslavia, 570,000 people were murdered by this atheist. Suharto, communist, 1967, 500,000 people were murdered by this atheist. Anti-Pavelic, Croatia, 1941 to 45, he murdered 359,000 of his own people, this atheist did. Ho Chi Minh, which, by the way, your government was in cahoots with back in the 60s. This guy was from Vietnam. He idolized Adolf Hitler, of course, who was an atheist. And interestingly enough, he killed 200,000 of his own people he murdered. Vladimir Lenin was responsible for, more than 30,000 people murdered. I can tell you that right now. He helped get Joseph Stalin to power, that atheist, but he didn't realize how uncontrollable he was until he helped him get there. This is what happens when you deal with reprobates. These are all atheist friends. Again, Adolf Hitler, 1939 to 1945. I was just told last week that these numbers were fabricated, but he's responsible for 12 million people that were murdered. 6 million within, 6 million without. 6 million were the people that didn't agree with his dangerous ideology. He was an atheist. We're just talking about atheist, communists, same things, no difference, friends. Homosexuals, we can see the strong line between them and the radical Muslims and what they believe and how they operate. We're seeing that on a daily basis. I'm waiting to get called out on the carpet for this. At any time. You ever notice, friends, when the lines are always open? Some say, well, I don't ever hear anybody call in. Well, they usually do. But they're off topic, or what they want to do is they want to take the conversation and turn it the other direction. Or what I'll do is if they do dare or have the internal fortitude to give us a call and let everybody hear what they have to say, I get emails every day of my life from these people. Well, Bradley, you need to read the Bill of Rights. We need to get you a library card. That was the one that I got this morning. Really? Bill of Rights to violate God's moral law. Okay. Okay. And you know what it always comes down to, friends, is obedience. That's what it is. That's what idolatry is. They hate to obey. They don't want to be told what they're going to do or how they're going to do it. And if they do, there's consequence. There's a consequence in any government. But what kind of government do you want to rule the roost? A godly government, which is a terror to those that violate moral law? Or do you want an ungodly government that is a terror to them that do uphold God's moral law? That's up to you. Now, I want you to hear this smart little girl. And I'm asking you, who's your daddy? Well, this little girl came about and she actually shed some light on it. And she asked a question, do you have to believe him to see him? So what happened here is one day a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. And the teacher asked the little boy, teacher, Tommy, do you see the tree outside? Tommy answered yes. Teacher asked, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said yes. Teacher said, then go outside and look up and see if you can see the sky. Tommy said, okay. He returned a few minutes later. He answered, yes, I saw the sky. Teacher said, did you see God? Tommy said, no, I didn't see him. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist. A little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed and asked the little girl to go ahead and ask the little boy. The little girl said to Tommy, Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes, getting tired of answering the same old questions. A little girl asked, do you see the sky? Tommy said, yes. The little girl said, Tommy, did you see the teacher? Tommy said, of course. Yes, I did. The little girl said, do you see her brain? Tommy said, no. The little girl said, then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one. She must not have one. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Friends, isn't it interesting how man wants to see signs and wonders? Isn't it interesting how they have to see before they believe? Yet the Bible tells us just the exact opposite. To walk by faith, friends, is to close your eyes to reason. And these people love to operate through reason. The Bible tells us we walk not by sight, we walk by faith. And we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so many times when I deal with these people, friends, and they assault or attempt to assault my faith, I'm humored by it because they're fools for their pains. Because, friends, what God puts in a man or a woman, no devil in hell can take it out of you unless you forfeit it. And then your faith goes shipwrecked, as it talks about in the book of Timothy. Just read that this morning. Folks, so many times when dealing with these people, they want to reason, and I got to tell them, listen, I'm not stupid. I might be a fool for Christ. Yes, indeed I am, because I do believe. How do I know that? Because of the tangibility and the verification of his hand and his divinity in my life on a daily basis. When I was in a rock and roll band, nobody talked me into praying to God. Nope, I was led by the Spirit to do just that. And what he led me to do, he answered me by the leading and the asking. When I asked to know who he was, the God of David, guess what? He showed me the God of David. But you know how he came into my life? He showed me who I was and to show me who he was. See, Jesus says, you deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me. Most people don't want to deny themselves, and that's where they get stuck, right there. Christ is a rock of offense to them, and that's what they straddle, the rock. And speaking of an atheist, Mark Twain comes to my aid when he said, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with, it's the ones that I do know. That's exactly right. And that's where men stop. To he who loves his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's what scripture tells us. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Friends, I say lose the world and gain the soul. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. When I asked to know who he was, he answered me. He answered me. Man did not answer. Man did not intervene. I wasn't persuaded by man into the faith that I have in my heart. I was led by the Holy Ghost to receive what only Christ could give me. And that is the new birth, John 3:3. Being born of the Spirit of God, not the arm or the will of the flesh, but of the Spirit. And guess what happens when you're born of the Spirit, friends? You do the things of the Spirit. And what does the Lord say? I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Isn't that interesting? Because God is known by his judgments that he executes. 9:16, the book of Psalm. Isn't it interesting that when we go to Psalm 97, that clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. Do you see why the atheists and the homosexuals and the communists and the Muslims, folks, do you see why they hate God? Because they don't want to know God for who he really is in Christ. That is knowing the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. And it's one of my prayers that I ask all day long. Because there was a man named Martin Luther King Jr. who was a major prophet. Love him or hate him, he was an anointed major prophet. They weren't just singing, "We shall overcome" in Memphis or in Chicago or in Mississippi. They were singing, "We shall overcome" around the globe. To be liberated, not because of the color of their skin, but friends, it was an issue of law. And whose law was that? Well, he was inciting and reciting the Declaration of Independence. Well, we know that we receive our rights from our Creator, our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. Non-transferable. They're not going anywhere as long as we're willing to fight for them. But in saying that, Martin Luther King Jr., that man understood redemptive power. And he kept going, and he kept going, and he kept going, and he kept going. And he didn't stop until it was all over. Until it was time for him to go, to be called out, to be translated, per se. Folks, love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. I will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.